Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Luke chapter 24. And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. This is the text. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Just as it was for the disciples on Easter morning when they were greeted with those words that Christ is risen, those words seemed like nonsense. The world around us, the world says those words are nonsense. It's an idle tale. The 11 remaining disciples, they had heard the same words that Jesus had spoken in Galilee, that the women heard, and that the women had remembered. They had witnessed miraculous signs and wonders that Jesus had performed. They had heard him predict on numerous occasions that the Christ had to be lifted up on the cross and that in 3 days he would rise from the dead. Nevertheless, the disciples dismissed these women and their message of the resurrection because it was just too good to be true. It seemed like an idle tale. The women had remembered Jesus' words. The disciples had not. The disciples had this profound lack of understanding in regard to the Lord's passion, his suffering and death. And their disbelief of the resurrection was equally as great. The news of Christ's death, that reality, made no sense to them. Even though Jesus had predicted it time and time again, it wasn't supposed to be this way. Great leaders do not surrender and then get executed. The news of his resurrection made even less sense. They did not remember his words. And dead men don't get up and walk. But what about Lazarus, who Jesus raised from the dead just a few days before they entered into Jerusalem? What about Jairus' daughter and the boy at Nain? With Jesus, the dead do rise from the grave. The disciples did not remember. The same blindness that plagued the disciples has permeated the hearts and minds of mankind ever since. The world has either ignored or dismissed this wonderful good news that Christ has paid the ransom price for your sin and mine, and that he did rise from the dead, ensuring that we as God's baptized faithful, that just as he is risen from the dead, so shall we rise and live with him for all eternity. That is what we celebrate this morning. The world and our sinful nature says, well, that's nonsense. It's unbelievable. It's an idle tale. Our sensibilities tell us that if it seems too good to be true, well, then it's probably too good to be true. But God doesn't operate within the limitations of our reason and the rationale of our minds. In the beginning, God created a world in which perfect goodness and perfect truth were not only possible, but they were the intended reality of God's creating word. What we celebrate on Easter is God's intended reality, that there is life and life to the full and life eternal. Of course, God's perfect creation was spoiled by God's created son, Adam, our earthly father, and was turned from perfect goodness to total corruption. To fix the problems that ail the world, God promised to send his son. Only he could fix what ails this world. However, again, for the vast majority of Adam's descendants, it seems that that's too good to be true. And most of them have gone their own way, tried to fix it themselves, or have simply chosen not to remember. Christ was born of a virgin in Bethlehem, just as the prophets had foretold. But even most of the so-called faithful children of Israel had long since dismissed God's word as a vain hope, something that was too good to be true, an idle tale, or they just failed to remember what Isaiah had said. When Jesus came preaching and teaching and performing miracles, some asked, could this be the Christ? But on second thought, no, not him. That would be too good to be true, or more of them would have said, well, he's not the kind of Messiah we're looking for. We are now living in the final age. God has promised that he will return, and all of the faithful will join him in his kingdom, which has no end. Heaven and earth shall pass away. There will be a new heaven and a new earth that will last for all eternity. And God's intended perfection, the reality that he desired in the beginning, will once again be established. How many people in our lives have dismissed these promises as being little more than an idle fairy tale, words that are too good to be true? Like those women at the tomb on Easter morning, we have been presented with the greatest of all good news that the world has ever heard. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Remember those words. With God, goodness and truth are not separated. They are not mutually exclusive. Usually when we get confronted with truth, it hurts. Well, God and his word, they are filled with both truth and goodness, blessings, pure joy. Easter is a day filled with both goodness and truth. Christ offering himself as the final sacrifice on the altar of the cross perfectly displayed God's character. He is goodness personified. In Christ rising from the dead and thereby fulfilling all of God's promises made throughout the ages, all of his promises made to his disciples, all of the promises made to you in your baptism. He is revealed as the author of truth, the only truth. There is only one truth that matters, and it is what we celebrate this morning. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Remember those words. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.